You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
All of Wisconsin is under an air quality advisory until noon. With all of the impacts of wildfire smoke from Canada this summer, what about the risks of wildfires here in Wisconsin? With more, here's Civic Media's Parker Olson.
Wisconsin wildfires are much smaller than the ones in Canada and the western U.S. But just as there are more fires sparking out west, the same goes for the Badger State. This year, 971 fires have burned over 2,500 acres in Wisconsin.
In the last 2 years, we've definitely seen some earlier fire seasons, so longer duration fire seasons. You know, typically, it's been kind of that March, April is kind of our peak, but we're seeing earlier peaks to our fire season over the last couple of years. So definitely earlier snow-free conditions across the state, and we're having fires statewide.
In the 8 years from 2015 to 2023, there were a total of 33 fires in the months of January and February. This year and last year, there were 200 in those months. Weather is the primary factor on how many fires may occur in a year. Snow plays a key role in the changes to Wisconsin wildfires. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot says the years that are supposed to be colder and snowier aren't delivering the snow and temperatures that allow nature to defend against fires. On the other side of summer, according to prescribed burn specialist Michelle Witeka, droughts are putting Wisconsin at greater risk.
Climate change right now is most definitely impacting our summers. We are dealing with more long-term drought. That guarantee of, you know, no wildfires occurring during this time because it is literally the vegetation is too flushed with moisture, that is not something that we can hang our hat on anymore.
With both ends of fire season extending, it's easier to accidentally start a fire. 98% of Wisconsin fires are caused by people. That's why experts say to be cautious, avoid burning on dry, windy days, and make sure that embers are out when you're done. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
The first cases of measles in Wisconsin have been confirmed. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services and Oconto County Public Health have confirmed 9 cases of measles in the county. One person returned from out-of-state travel and was found to be the common source for the 8 additional cases. This was confirmed based on exposure and symptoms. DHS and Oconto County Public Health are working to identify and notify people who may have also been exposed to the measles virus. The risk to the community does remain low at this time. However, measles is a highly contagious disease that can be spread from person to person through the air. While these cases are in Oconto County, north of Green Bay, this is the first confirmed instance of measles virus cases in the state this year. Unvaccinated individuals have a 90% chance of catching the virus if they come in contact with a contagious person.
Wisconsin has the second lowest childhood vaccination rate for measles in the U.S. Today in city government, the Board of Public Works will finalize an assessment for downtown parking operations. Tomorrow, the Judiciary and Administration Committee will consider an ordinance restricting the sale of hemp-derived cannabinoids to people ages 21 and over. The committee will also take up a resolution to replace the green bubblers found around La Crosse, while a different resolution seeks to preserve them for historical purposes. The next Common Council meeting is on August 14th. City officials are working on a remedy to publicly accessible drinking water. During the latest heat wave, bubblers across the city of La Crosse were shut off, as they have been all year, for not complying with ADA. Mayor Shawndell Washington Spivey sponsored a resolution to add drinking fountains that are compliant with ADA around the city. A second resolution seeks to preserve the non-compliant bubblers for historical reasons. A committee meeting Tuesday will address both resolutions. In the meantime, the city's bubblers will remain off. The newest member of the state Supreme Court was sworn in this weekend. With more, here's Civic Media's Charlie Pittman.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Justice Susan Crawford. Let's get you sworn in because we got a lot of work to do.
It's official. Susan Crawford is now a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford was sworn in last Friday at the state capitol. Friday's ceremony included remarks from past colleagues, including Judge Everett Mitchell and former Governor Jim Doyle, under whom Crawford served as chief legal counsel. Now Justice Crawford's swearing in begins her 10-year term on the court, and as she addressed the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, she gave a primer on challenging issues before the state Supreme Court. Her conclusion:
from the beginning, this court has stepped up in the moments that matter most. It has taken seriously its duty to interpret our Constitution
and protect the rule of law. Even when the issues were politically charged, deeply divisive, or hard to untangle.
Crawford was sworn in by Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. She's taken the seat left by outgoing Justice Anne Walsh Bradley, who had her own celebration at the Capitol in June. Crawford's win in April over former Attorney General Brad Schimmel bolstered the court's liberal majority. The race was a repeat of 2023. It smashed spending records for any state Supreme Court race across the nation. Last week, new FEC filings showed that Elon Musk's PAC spent $27 million on petition incentives during the time of the spring election. Musk promised cash and million-dollar prizes to voters who opposed partisan judges. The effort has sparked lawsuits alleging Musk violated state election bribery laws. For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
A southern Wisconsin county is the latest example being used in the debate over immigration. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Dane County Sheriff's Office says a woman was driving drunk when she got into a crash that ended up killing two Minnesota teenagers. It happened July 20th in the town of Vienna, and the controversy began after the tragedy. The alleged drunk driver, 30-year-old Noelia Martinez, is here illegally from Honduras. So after her arrest, Immigration and Customs Enforcement asked the Dane County Sheriff's Office to put a detainer on Martinez. That would mean if she made bail, the Sheriff's Office would keep her in custody so ICE could start the process to deport her. The Dane County Sheriff's Office does not honor those detainers. They're a request and not legally binding. Instead, they wait for an arrest warrant signed by a judge. Sheriff Barrett.
This is about the process and not about politics.
That set off a firestorm. Barrett has now received criticism directly from the Department of Homeland Security. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin called Dane County a sanctuary community, and Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany lashed out at Sheriff Barrett on X. I asked Barrett about that.
It's typical, right? It's very typical, very expected. They take one little thing, they harp on the word sanctuary city, and they're trying to turn it into something that it's not. I do know that there are extremes, and those that are on the extreme side of this are going to believe what they want no matter what. But I do know there's a significant amount of people that are in the middle that are going to listen to this and move towards understanding really what this is about and not be jaded by the political theatrics of this.
Barrett also said deporting Martinez would be like giving her a free ticket home instead of justice for the two lives lost. The next hearing in the case is September 22nd. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
There's been a change to how the Wisconsin governor's race is being perceived by the people who analyze elections. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Larry Sabato has chimed in on the governor's race. The University of Virginia's Center for Politics Crystal Ball now rates the Wisconsin governor's race as a toss-up after Governor Tony Evers announced he's not running again. The open seat contest adds uncertainty, though Democrats have reason to be hopeful, like a recent big win in a state Supreme Court race. Democrat Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has officially jumped in, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley says he's gearing up to join the race. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien have already declared their campaigns.
Federal prosecutors continue to move forward in their legal efforts against Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
The feds haven't changed their minds about Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports there was a filing from federal prosecutors this week arguing against her claim that she's immune from prosecution. It's the case accusing her of obstructing an ICE arrest. Prosecutors say her legal team's arguments stretch judicial immunity too far and ignore that judges can be charged with crimes even if they step outside their judicial role. A magistrate judge earlier this month recommended that the case move forward. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman will make the final call on whether the case goes to trial. A date on when a decision might come isn't known.
The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. We start the week with pleasant conditions and highs around 80 degrees today. Temperatures will begin to rise throughout the week, with highs reaching 90 in western Wisconsin by Thursday. As the temperatures rise, so will the humidity, and by Friday, we could have triple-digit heat index values. However, no widespread precipitation is expected this week, and the hot, humid, but dry conditions will last through the weekend. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while, now Sal. We don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like. But yeah, we'll just keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stephen Colbert has a few months left as host of The Late Show after the announcement he was let go by Paramount a couple weeks ago. Last week, former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris appeared on the show and was asked by the host who the leader of the Democratic Party is. When she didn't answer to his liking, Colbert held her feet to the fire, and she finally said there are a lot of leaders. Sigh. Hard to believe the party is struggling. Harris was on the show to promote her book, 107 Days, which chronicles her whirlwind run for the presidency in 2024. And just like that, there will be no more Sex and the City, according to Variety. After six seasons of the original, two feature films, and three seasons of And Just Like That, series creator Michael Patrick King says the franchise is finally kaput for the time being. Sarah Jessica Parker paid tribute to her character, Carrie Bradshaw, with a montage on Instagram. The franchise finale will air August 15th on Max, or whatever it's called now. Pamela Anderson has been married five times, once to Tommy Lee, once to Robbie Ritchie, also known as Kid Rock, twice to a professional poker player, and only one time to some guy named Dan. She must love marriage. One of the few men she did not marry was former Superman actor Dean Cain. Last week, Cain said he and Anderson's relationship fizzled for one reason. I know what you're thinking. It's because she was too busy getting married to other men. But no. But Cain says that's not why. He says things didn't last because he was never into life in the fast lane, and Anderson was. That, along with the fact that she got married every other week, was probably a hindrance. Cain did have a lot of good things to say about Anderson. Pamela Anderson has revived her career and has gotten serious about the craft of acting. She received rave reviews for Showgirl and currently stars in The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson. They were, quote, caught, end quote, on the set of The Tonight Show, making out. Yes, the two are dating, unless they've already married by the time of this airing. Sometimes showbiz news can fly under the radar. One of my favorite Quentin Tarantino films is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. In really cool news, Tarantino has written a sequel called The Adventures of Cliff Booth, based on the stuntman character played by Brad Pitt, a role that won him an Oscar in 2020. Tarantino is teaming up with another heavy filmmaking hitter in David Fincher, who will direct the film. Brad Pitt's Plan B Entertainment has partnered with Netflix. The Adventures of Cliff Booth will drop on Netflix in 2026. One of the coolest MCU franchises is getting a series. Black Panther fans will be excited to hear that four episodes of Eyes of Wakanda are now available to stream. The Ryan Coogler executive-produced animated series will follow a Wakandan tribe that acts as the nation's secret police force as they carry out dangerous missions to retrieve vibranium artifacts throughout history. The missions take them to the Trojan War and beyond. Sounds cool. You can look for it on Disney+. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.